And this is Tate Cervantes coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom with your news for the hour. This news update is brought to you by Courtney Manor's professional caring staff. They're committed to offering the highest quality care to their residents, Courtney Manor of Bad Axe, where neighbors care for neighbors. Lake Township officials are putting a proposed recreational camping ordinance on hold following continued opposition from residents. The township board voted unanimously on August 20th to table the proposal while officials reviewed the regulations and concerns raised by property owners. The draft ordinance would set rules for camping on developed and on vacant property. Camping on land with a residence would generally be limited to 14 days within a 2-month period without a permit. Camping on vacant property would require a temporary use permit and generally be limited to 14 days in 4 months. The proposal also covers setbacks, sanitation, camper storage, and enforcement. Township officials say the goal is to prevent campers from becoming unregulated seasonal or permanent residences. Residents raise concerns about property rights and restrictions on smaller lots. The board is expected to revisit the proposal on September 17th. And residents can now get a closer look at how Saginaw Township Police are using automated license plate readers. The department has launched an online transparency portal showing information about searches conducted through its Flock safety camera system, including the types of crimes connected to searches and the number of cameras checked. Police say 11 cameras are currently operating in the township and vehicle data is retained for 30 days. Officers must provide a case number, criminal code, and reason when conducting a search. Lieutenant Andy Myers says quarterly audits are planned to guard against misuse. The cameras capture vehicle and license plate information, but police say they are not used for traffic enforcement and do not provide live video monitoring. The township approved the broader camera program earlier this year. At the time, officials said the system would cost about $147,000 in its first year and $108,000 annually afterwards. Police say the technology has already assisted officers in locating wanted suspects. And a Bay City man is among 11 people arrested after a protest and counter-protest turned confrontational outside of Minneapolis City Hall on Saturday. Minneapolis police identified 23-year-old Jaden Daniel Scott among 7 people taken into custody on probable cause riot allegations. Right-wing activist Jake Lang was also arrested. Jake Lang recently organized an anti-Islam demonstration in Dearborn. Police say Lang's group arrived in 2 vehicles shortly before noon, and both vehicles drove onto a sidewalk towards people gathered outside City Hall. Officers intervened and police say people from both Lang's group and the counter-protest used chemical irritants during the confrontation. 3 officers suffered minor injuries. Scott, however, has drawn attention in Michigan previously for his involvement in political activism. Earlier this year, Republican State Senate candidate Jason Tunney filed a lawsuit alleging Scott was connected to AI-generated attack material targeting Tunney during a special election campaign. And we will be right back after this message from our sponsor.
This is Carmen Messing, Marketing and Admissions Director at Courtney Manor. There comes a time many families eventually face, the moment you realize mom or dad may need more care than you can give alone. It's never an easy decision, and it often comes with worry, questions, and emotion. At Courtney Manor, we understand how important that moment is. That's why we're here to help guide families with compassion, honesty, and trusted care every step of the way. Whether your loved one needs short-term rehabilitation after a hospital stay, skilled nursing care, or long-term support, our dedicated team is here to help them feel safe, comfortable, and respected. When the time comes to make that call, call people who really care. Courtney Manor and Bad Axe. Schedule a personal tour today at 989-269-9983. Courtney Manor is a Sienna Healthcare managed community, and we are truly all about you.
And that was your news for this hour. You can always go to thumbnet.net anytime, anywhere for news, weather, cancellations, obituaries, and more. I'm Tate Cervantes, coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom.